This is the Aftermarket Radio Network. Hey, good day, Carm Capriotto here, the pioneer of automotive aftermarket podcast. Hope you are great. You know, I'm here for you always with my passion for advancing the aftermarket. You know, I believe you know how much I care to share insights and wisdom through the voices of the service aftermarket. Now, if you're looking to better your business and elevate your employees and yourself, this is the place to learn. You know, establishing a connection with your customers and being able to keep them coming back is always a challenge for the automotive industry. How do you build loyalty and ensure customers are educated properly? In this episode, Brittany Schindler answers that question with easy-to-follow steps her service advisors implement every day, including a lifetime warranty for customers. Keep listening and brainstorm what you could change in your business. Hey, thanks to our partners Apex and Shopware for sponsoring this episode. It is still not too late to register for Apex 2021 in Las Vegas. You can already feel the excitement building for this year's homecoming, and I can't wait to reconnect with all of you in person. In fact, my studio will be inside of Joe's Garage. Please stop by and say hi. The date's November 2nd through the 4th. Be there. Register now at AAPEXshow.com. Hey, question, what do Worldpac, Mitchell 1, Kukui, and QuickBooks have in common? Well, they work with Shopware. Connecting the automotive aftermarket together, Shopware's all-in-one platform maximizes shop efficiency and delivers customer satisfaction without compromise. Get the shop management software trusted across our industry. GetShopware.com. That's GetShopware.com. Hey, I'm counting on you to improve the professionalism of our industry. Recommend Remarkable Results Podcast to your peers. A warm welcome to Brittany Schindler from Rod's Japanese Auto Care, Bellingham, Washington. Good to see you, Brittany.
Yeah, thanks for having me again.
No problem. We have recently done a Aftermarket Weekly. Brittany's got some really cool insights on four really cool key talking points, which I know everyone's going to value and enjoy. We're going to talk about no pricing over the phone, performing the best digital vehicle inspections that you can, getting customers to fix their old cars, and selling maintenance. I can't wait to jump in.
Me too. I have a huge passion for each of these topics. So.
Well, great. So no pricing over the phone. I mean, Some people just get caught in a trap.
Believe me, it was a struggle. It was a challenge for us at first, too. We were like, how are we supposed to do this? And, you know, the thing was that we realized we're like, you know, we're the professionals. We're taking over the conversation. We're going to tell them why we don't give prices over the phone. And we all know why we don't give prices over the phone, right? Because it could be wrong or misleading when someone calls and asks for, oh, what's a price on a time belt? Okay, if they're calling around, people could be just giving a price just for the timing belt, you know, and then get them in and be like, oh, by the way, you need your water pump, you need coolant, you need your drive belts, tensioner, idler, and then it go up $500 from what they were just told. We know that all those parts are included, but what, you know, what does it look like on that person's car? So we always require them to come in for an inspection first in order to give them a price. You know, is there a bunch of oil coming out of the timing cover? You know, what's going on? Does this car have AC and power steering? You know, that can change the time on a time belt and stuff too. And a lot of the time the customers don't know, like even their birth date, that can change the time or the price of the parts. So it's just our time to really take over the conversation and give them the information that we know as professionals and tell them, hey, there's so many factors that can be a price difference. I don't want to be wrong or misleading in any type of way. So why don't you come in? That way you can meet us, you know, and then we tell them all the good things about us too. We tell you, you know, we got a lifetime warranty. We have loaner cars. We give rides to and from the shop. We take pictures during and after the job or the work is done. You know, and once you tell people that, they're like, man, okay, yeah, I do want to come to you.
So what's the percentage of pushback?
It's not a whole lot. And again, so talk about, you said vetting the customers at the same time, right? That is vetting them. So the customer's like, I just want a price. Don't you have a ballpark? Can't you just tell me? And then I ask them, you know, are you, you know, calling around trying to get the best price or the best value? What exactly are you looking for? And we're very blunt with that question because we want to know, you know, and why wouldn't the customer answer that? Oh, yeah, I'm just trying to look for the cheapest price. Well, I don't know if I'm going to be your cheapest, but again, I have certified technicians, loaner cars, warranty. I just, again, tell them all those things. And then if they're like, fine, bye. Or if they're like, man, okay, that does sound good. Yeah, I do want value. Then they're going to come to me.
So you're just a number on a page. You know, it's Rod's and a number, and it's Joe's and a number, and you're competing with what they wrote down. Because you were so extremely honest, and I don't think people believe that our industry is honest enough, but we're working so hard on that. But telling the person, we really don't know until you get here, because the car's more complicated than anyone makes it out to be. And so what my price could be based on what we really, the discovery process, would be the same as anyone else that you've written on that yellow pad. So we've got to get you in and we've got to take a look at it. And if they say, well, never mind, okay, well, you've just vetted your customer. I mean, they're not for you.
Yeah, we're lucky to be busy enough where we can vet and we can say, sorry, I don't have a price for you, you know? And if they're not looking for the value that we give, which I feel like we try our absolute best to give as much as we can to the customer, you know, again, with the warranty and the car, the loaner cars, and even picking up cars and dropping them off, like trying to make it so easy on them. If that's not what they want and they're solely about price, then yeah, they're definitely not the right customer for us.
You mentioned at the beginning of this that it was hard to make this happen because I guess we're so used to, hang on, let me look that up for you. And what was the biggest struggle? Was it just to clear your mind and realize you were going to be really tough and firm?
Yeah, it was just, you know, the customers asked me a question and I could figure that out. But then there was times where we did, you know, do a quote or something like that. And then the customer came and be like, oh man, you need extra time because your cam seals are now leaking and your time belt tensioner is leaking. Every single idler needs to be replaced. You know, it's going to be $300 more than what we thought. So...
And that's where the bad rep comes in, that we're just loading you up and, you know, get the first quote to start with. And again, you just mentioned DVI. I mean, talk about proof in the pudding. The base case, you know, is that, well, I've never had this done before. This is really cool. Well, that's why I think you decided to come here. And look at what we can do now in the future because you're going to make our place your home for auto repair. So let's jump into this the best digital inspections. Obviously you brought digital inspections to your people. Maybe they pushed back. Maybe there was a learning curve there. But once everyone got on board, you probably got together and says, how can we do this better?
Oh, yeah. We do constantly. So I'm never not satisfied with where we're at in business and with our digital inspection. Like, I'm super proud of my team with where we are. But we still constantly look at how we can get better ourselves. So I'm always looking at what the inspection looks like to the customer, what our notes look like. And what I've done, too, is I've shown someone who's never been to my shop, like actually a family member who has never been to our shop and knows nothing about cars. So I was like, hey, does this stuff make sense? And some of the stuff was like, I still don't get it. I'm like, okay, let me figure out how I can make sure that this is written so well that someone who doesn't know anything about cars can figure it out and then feel confident in the knowledge that they just learned. Like, man, yeah, that makes sense. You know, whatever it was, like, oh, just like I change my engine oil so often, my power steering fluid needs to be changed too. Look at the color of it. Just like my engine oil got dark, that fluid got dark. It's lost its viscosity and it's going to create friction and cause leaks. That makes total sense, you know? So that's been my goal. And I've constantly made it better and better. And just not too long ago, maybe like 10 months ago, actually, I added, what happens if you don't do this service? And then I thought to myself, I was like, why didn't I have, what if I don't do the service on my inspection a long time ago? Like, why didn't I show the customer, hey, if you don't change your power steering fluid on time, your power steering pump could fail, your power steering rack, hoses, the sensor, you know, all those things could fail.
So you created an if you don't do it, well, is it a button? Is it a statement?
It's a note with stars around it. Failure to change power steering fluid on time can result in...
Okay. And you put that in part of the canned program.
Yeah, in part of the inspection. So they read all about it and then failure to do it.
Got it. That's incredibly smart. So you're working hard to make it easier for the customer. What about the inside team and how it all flows?
Right. So the advisors, too. So when I wrote the inspection or when I edit it, we all edit together. I'm like, I love peer edits on everything that I write or do, even like my responses to reviews. I love peer edits. And then when I get my peer edits and when I get my team involved in things that I'm doing, where's their buy-in? Their buy-in is right there with it, because they're like, oh, I'm part of this. I'm part of doing this response. I'm part of writing this inspection to the customer. Another cool thing about writing or editing the inspection with the team is they're saying the exact same thing at the counter as what's on the inspection. So that's what I love too. Consistency to me is like huge at our shop. Like, I want both advisors to say almost the exact same thing on all the services that we have.
I would love to know what you mean by peer review.
Like, for instance, when I respond to a review, like, I'll write it out. I'm like, hey guys, this is what the customer wrote. This is what I'm going to write. What do you guys think? I literally print it out for them. They change it like, oh no, take this out, write this.
How do you have time in the company to do all this?
I have to make time. That's so super important to me. Like, and that's what I get time to do, is like CRM stuff and making sure my internal customers, my team has complete buy-in. And then it's just more heads are better than one.
All right. If you weren't on the counter, would you have like a customer service person doing this? Or, I mean, one day you're going to have to elevate yourself into your dad's role, right?
Right. I actually do both. I've been doing this for 11 years, so I'm pretty fast at doing things. I train advisors. I'm in the back. Doing a lot of things that my dad does. I'm trying to make him completely dispensable. But yeah, maybe someone on your team dedicated, like maybe your production manager can help make that happen.
You know what this reminds me of? This reminds me of a good QC, quality control process, at the end. It's almost identical to that. It's almost like a DVI customer QC thing. And if you can make that thing happen, the ROI on the order, or at least the work that you're going to get, is more insured than not.
I'm so proud of my team. I tell them how much I love them all the time, and they all say they love working here. Good culture is extremely important to me, but like, to get their buy-in has been so important to me. And I always like make sure I'm like, that makes sense, right? You agree? Like, or is there something that you have different? You know, I always ask them for their opinions and always have them involved in everything that we're doing.
Hey, Carm here. Find out how Brittany is able to easily sell maintenance in her shop. Hey, with registration now open for Apex 2021 in Las Vegas, you can already feel the excitement building for this year's homecoming. Hey, I can't wait to reconnect with all of you in person and share stories of our time apart, both personal and professional. And I also can't wait to sit in on the technical and business management training specifically for you, the service professional. Now, with more than 20 sessions that are planned, you'll hear from the best of the best, including Francisco Moreno, who will lead a session on electronification of the chassis, and Malin Newton, who will share the positive transformation that happens in the shop when excellence is a habit. Make sure to also experience the new Repair Shop HQ and Joe's Garage. It's designed with you in mind. And get on the show floor to see the many new products and emerging technologies. The dates again, November 2nd through the 4th, 2021. Be there. Register right now at aapexshow.com. I want to let you in on a little secret. Investing in a cloud-based shop management system could be the smartest purchase you make in 2021. Manual processes can really add up and cost your shop unnecessary time and money. Now, if you're writing out repair orders, you're wasting time. If you're chasing customers for approvals, you're wasting time. If you're manually calculating invoices or logging into multiple systems, you're wasting time. And if you're wasting time, well, then you're wasting money. Do me a favor, pull up Chrome, Safari, or whatever browser you use and type in getshopware.com. Click on the Book a Demo button in the upper right corner and check out Shopware's amazingly efficient software. Trust me, you won't regret it. Again, that's getshopware.com. So I have an old car. It's probably 20 years old. It's tired. Got a whole bunch of miles on it. And I come in and you do the signature DVI from Rod's Japanese, and it comes up with like $3,000 worth of work that it has to have. I mean, it's an old puppy, right? How do you convince customers to fix their old cars?
Man, we talk about, I always make sure that the customer feels confident in making the decision to fix most of the things on their car, if not all of it. You know, we go over pros and cons of getting a new car or getting another used car. And I tell them, please think about, you know, those things. And then think about this car that you already have. And if they hate the car, obviously I'm not going to keep going forward with trying to get them to do everything. But most of the time they're like, yeah, my car's okay. Or yeah, I love my car. Or yeah, I've had it for a long time. I plan on keeping it. Again, just the value. Hey, once you do these things, and $3,000 worth of work, and maybe that's the first time they came to our shop. Hey, we're not going to let this pile grow like this again. I always tell the customer that. Keep coming to me for oil changes and your free warranty inspection, and we're going to keep an eye on all this stuff for you. And later on the road, we're just going to take care of them when they come. So you're not going to be due for probably 2 or 3 years on the next fluid changes again if we're doing them all now. Spark plugs, you're not going to have to worry for 5 years, 60,000 miles. You know, whatever it may be, struts, we're not going to have to worry about those for probably 7 or 8 years. So once we make this investment, it's done. And then we're going to keep an eye on everything. All the stuff comes with a lifetime warranty, so you won't have to worry. Just showing all the value of what it is to keep that old car going. And I also reaffirm them that, hey, I wouldn't be recommending this if I didn't believe in this car. I drive a 2007 Toyota Camry with 270,000 miles on it as my daily driver, and I love it. Like, miles don't scare me. It's just part of maintaining your car properly that's going to keep it going for a long time. But yeah, like, mostly the warranty, and it's much cheaper than getting a new car. People definitely go for it. I mean, like I told you, our ARO year to date is like $1,300. So
yeah, that was an amazing number when you told me that. And I am now seeing, by what you're telling me about your company, no prices over the phone, get them in, let's do it right. Good digital inspections, peer reviews to make sure the customer is really knowing, getting all the information. We put the effort in on the front side, which is obviously generating this huge ARO. And here comes the old car. In your opinion, is the biggest inducement to get an old car fixed how much they would have to spend on a new, even if it was a new used?
No, not usually. I mean, I'd say one out of every four, like 20 plus older cars that needs $3,000+ worth of work, a quarter of them. I have to mention something like that about, oh, well, do you know how much a new car is? You know, 30 grand, you know, a $400 a month payment plus.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that $400 a month payment fixes your car, and then you don't have a monthly payment again. We'll maintain your car. You're going to have to put some money in it, but nowhere near the money that you would have to in a car payment or take your hard-earned money.
I think mostly when we're successful is, like, for the other three quarters of the time, is letting the customer know that, hey, we're not going to let this list grow like this big again. We're going to take care of it over the years to come again, like this $3,000 bill. We're not going to let it grow into something like that. Most of the time when people come here, especially new customers, they're that far behind because other shops just aren't paying attention, and they're not selling maintenance, they're not selling PCV valves, they're not selling struts, all these other things are wearing out prematurely. And then that's our time to shine and say, hey, this is what happens when you don't do these things. And it's just a re-education. And then, and again, I need the customer to feel confident in the education that they got from us. That's really important to me and my team. And then, yeah, they invest in it. I've asked people, I'm like, hey, did you have any recent work done? Oh, yeah, I got like $3,000 last year. Oh, okay, what was done on your car? I don't even remember. That drives me crazy sometimes. I'm like, you spent $3,000 on your car and you don't remember what was done to it?
You mentioned struts. I have, of course, driven cars at the 80, 90, 100,000 mile number. And I know more than anybody that the ride control really should be updated because of what it really does to keep the tire on the road, right? But we don't necessarily, as a consumer, that ride just disappears, you know, one ounce a day. What's your magic to get ride control sold?
We sell a ton of struts. I was actually just showing my advisors we're selling a little less right now, and I was wondering why. So I needed to get their buy-in back into it and reaffirm them, hey, selling struts and replacing struts is doing the customer a good thing. You know, it's going to make things last longer. We let the customers know that they gradually wear down over time, so they probably won't notice until they put a brand new one in. And then all of a sudden, you have way better suspension. You can stop better. You can go around corners better. We got roundabouts here in our town, so you can go around the roundabouts better.
Yeah, but does that make my vehicle unsafe, Brittany?
Well, yeah, if you needed to stop quickly, it can increase the stopping distance by 20 feet. So yes, it could. And then it's going to wear down brakes faster. It's going to cup tires. It's going to make other, like, control arm bushings, tie rods, other things stress out faster and prematurely wear down. So
you're the magic ingredient over there at Rods. Does Dad know this?
Yes, he does. He thinks me all the time. So luckily, I'm blessed with him. He's blessed with me. We're a pretty good team.
Now, you're a millennial?
I was born in 1990.
Oh, okay. So you're a millennial. And is your dad a baby boomer, by the way?
Yes.
I just did an episode on boomers and millennials that'll be coming out. Okay, cool. So I have my old car, and you just mentioned the great word maintenance. And I think there's such a huge opportunity. But besides selling maintenance, it's almost, we've done shows on this, and I so believe in the dental appointment to set a future appointment. Are you doing any of that?
We are setting those future appointments, at least for oil changes. If we're not doing all the fluids today, I'm going to remind them in a month or 5 months from now, at least, to tell them, hey, don't forget, we got to do those other fluids. Selling maintenance has been easy when, you know, it became easier and easier once we had full buy-in in it too, like us advisors up front. Once we realized, man, we're changing people's power steering fluid and, you know, cleaning it for $120 rather than replacing power steering rack after power steering rack for $1,400 or power steering pumps, you know, for $600. And we let the customer know that too. Everyone knows. Everyone who doesn't know a thing about cars knows that cars get their oil changes, right? So I always play back to the oil change part. Just like we change your engine oil, your other fluids need to be changed every so often too. What happens over time is they heat up and they lose viscosity and they thicken up sometimes and they create friction, which then creates leaks. And, you know, it's much cheaper to change the fluid than to replace a part.
It's probably not hard to take one of those extremely loyal customers that has that lifetime warranty. And, oh, by the way, at Brittany's place, the lifetime warranty requires you to come in. I think you told me this last week. Twice
a year.
And in that visitation twice a year, are you getting oil changes and some maintenance things done?
Absolutely. I mean,
it's a cool idea. It was the Aftermarket Weekly 66. She talked about it, and I really thought it was a phenomenal program. Everyone gets lifetime warranty, but if you fail to come in for the scheduled appointment, then you lose it.
It's a free appointment, and I remind them a month ahead, hey, by the end of next month, I need you to come in for a free inspection. Do you need a ride? Do you need a loaner car? You know, I try to make it as easy as possible, too.
Is the customer being contacted via phone, email, or text?
Whichever they had put down as their preferred method.
Their preferred method. Are you finding, like everyone else, that emails aren't being looked at?
Yes. So I always, at every drop-off, even if the customer's been here, I ask, can I text you? And then we put it in their customer alert. If I can text them, I will always text them.
Another quick question about the DVI. When they leave and you tell them, listen, we're going to be texting you this great report, a digital vehicle inspection report, do you have to really give them a walkthrough? A new customer, please be on the lookout for this. Don't ignore this. This isn't spam. Let me give you a quick idea of what you're going to see. Do you coach and teach them?
Absolutely. It's a must for the service advisors at the drop-off to fully explain exactly what's going on with their car. Again, that whole feeling confident while being here in a place, you know, automotive world, right? It's really intimidating to people who don't know anything about cars. So I need them to feel warm and welcome. I need them to feel confident. I have a little card that we give to people at drop-off, and it says what to expect while your car is at Rod's. And that's just in case the advisor misses something. So it says you're going to get a digital inspection, and it says why you're going to get a digital inspection. And it's going to say we go to lunch from this time. You could text us. You can call us. Don't forget we give rides just in case they forgot. It's all on this little card for the customer, just in case we forgot something.
Do you remind them of that the lifetime warranty requirement there?
Yes.
So it's everything you ever wanted to know about Rod's Japanese, but were afraid to ask. They get that card.
Yeah. Hey, I gave you that card. Remember, I told you I was going to send that inspection to you. Oh, it also says they have a spot in queue, so please answer your phone like you said you were going to. You know, I don't want you to leave your spot in line.
Is it a business card style?
It is.
Is it a postcard? It's business card. Okay. I think that's an excellent idea. Then another great takeaway. Wow. This was good. Many, many insights.
I got the little card. I made it on Costco's business card online. It's so easy to make. I got 500 of them for like $22.
And it's in their pocket, or it's in their shirt pocket, or it's in their wallet. I mean, you're creating an opportunity for people to see your logo and to stay connected and learn everything. I mean, you want people to repeat, why do you go to Rod's? There's the talking points right there. I love it. That's a great idea. Brittany Schindler, would you come back and let's just brainstorm another time again?
Yeah, absolutely.
Love it. So glad we met. We actually met at the ATI Super Conference. You were on a Town Hall Academy, did an excellent job with us. And now this is your third time on the show. Isn't this cool? Rod's Japanese Auto Care, Bellingham, Washington. Brittany Schindler and her dad, Rod, right?
Yep.
Cool. A great family business. Thanks for being here.
Yeah, thanks, Carm. Appreciate it.
Thanks for being on board to listen and learn from the premier automotive aftermarket podcast. Until next time.